power? I ask. And yeah, I guess he's piqued my curiosity, although I'll be damned if I'm going to admit it out loud. What kind of power? More than I've ever had before. More than your simple mind can comprehend. More than I had even before I was locked up. He seems to really be warming to the topic now, and I don't even have to ask him to continue this time. Oh yes, I was on my way to the top in Detroit. Had my fingers in every pie. Knew all the right people. I was this close. He holds up his thumb and forefinger, barely an inch apart, to running the whole damn city. He starts pacing, his agitation clear in every step. Then, I got sent away. One stupid mistake, and everything I'd built came crashing down. His fists clench at his sides. By the time I got out, it was all gone. My connections, my influence, everything. I can hear the bitterness in his voice, see the way his jaw clenches as he speaks. It's almost enough to make me feel sorry for the bastard. Almost. But now, his eyes meet mine, and there's that manic gleam again that makes my skin crawl. Now I have a chance at something even bigger. The Dark Lotus Syndicate isn't just about running a city, Atlas. It's about controlling entire countries from the shadows. He leans in close, his voice dropping to a whisper. They have their tendrils in everything. Politics, finance, law enforcement, you name it, they have access to the highest levels. And once I'm in, all that delicious access will literally be at my fingertips. It's hard not to look at him like he's fucking crazy. I've seen men hungry for power before, but this is something else entirely. He's already fully corrupted by just the thought of that kind of power. He's the last person who needs to have access to it. And all you have to do is torture and kill to get it, right? I grunt, even when the people involved haven't done shit to you. See? Such a simple, naive mind. Ambrose just laughs. Surely you've learned this lesson by now, haven't you? In this world, you either have power or you're crushed beneath it. I've been on both sides, and I know which one I prefer. I've had about enough of his patronizing bullshit, not to mention the fact that his speech about power and control makes my fucking skin crawl. Still, I force myself to focus. I need to keep him talking so I can buy myself more time. Even another minute or two could make or break this little plan of mine. And Quinn, I ask, what do you plan on doing with her after she's given you what you want? Quinn? I wouldn't worry too much about her if I were you. She's just a means to an end. Once she's given me what I want, well... He trails off with that fucking condescending smirk, leaving the implications hanging in the air. My blood boils at the thought of him using her, hurting her. I might be half dead, but I'll still happily tear this motherfucker apart limb by limb if I get half a chance. If you lay a finger on her, I swear, he cuts me off with a snort. Oh, how touching. You know, it's almost funny. She said almost the exact same thing about you. His voice takes on a mocking tone. If you hurt Atlas, I'll make you regret it. It would be sort of adorable if it wasn't so fucking pathetic. I clench my jaw, fighting back the urge to spit in his face. He continues, seemingly oblivious to my growing anger, or maybe deliberately stoking it. You two and your feelings for each other, it's a weakness, you know, one that I've been all too happy to exploit. As he speaks, I test the chain one last time. It's now or never.